Hi, I'm Krzysztof Marzec, and this is SEO in 2024.
Krzysztof, what's your number one SEO tip for 2024?
My tip for you is don't forget about analytics. And we're not talking only about Google Analytics 4. We have a lot of tools. And if you don't like Google Analytics 4, you can find great alternatives like Microsoft Clarity. But it is super important that during SEO work, you should check for results and effects of your optimization of your content in analytics. You have to base your decision on data. For example, in Google Analytics 4, you can check a report that will show your landing pages, and it will tell you how exactly they gather traffic from Google Organic. But you can check the bounce rate, the new definition of bounce rate, and sessions with interaction. So you will see if you are matching the intent of a user in Google. Other reports can give you a lot of data. For example, if you have analytics merged with data from Google Search Console or from data from Google Ads, you can check other keywords, for example, from Google Ads, if they are performing well. So maybe they are great candidates for your campaign in SEO. There are a lot of reports and they can tell you why your campaign is not performing, and they can tell you some ideas that you will have very hard work ahead of you because you are not matching this intent I told about with your copy. Like, your texts are not prepared well for an end user. So you have to improve it, put some more explanations of your products, of your services, put some more photos, and you can read some data about this in your analytics. And with Microsoft Clarity, you can see recordings of the user sessions, so you will know if your SXO, search experience optimization, is on point. For example, you can see that user is entering your website and he or she is lost. And now you have to think, what I'm lacking on this landing page. Sometimes it's not only this technical SEO job you can improve by analytics, but also the UX or the usability of your website. It can be improved based on this data.
Okay, so lots of options that I've got there in terms of taking the conversation next. One of the first things that you said was there's a new definition of bounce rate in GA4. What is that new definition?
You have to be very careful with comparing data from Universal Analytics with new Google Analytics 4. The new definition says that user have to enter your website and, for example, stay there 10 seconds to be treated as session with engagement. Of course, it can be also like seeing two events, like two views, or making a conversion, but it's totally different. So new bounce rate is the reverse of session with engagement. The old bounce rate was showing us only session with one interaction. So the factor of the 10-second session was not taken there anywhere. And you have to know you can change this 10-second period in settings in Google Analytics 4. So not only you check if the user enters and leaves your site, you can check if he or she enters, for example, your blog post, and doesn't even spend 10 seconds on reading your perfectly well-made copy for SEO, right?
Superb. Oh, I love that functionality to actually define your own bounce rate, because you may find that a reader has to be on your site, a visitor has to be on your site for 20 seconds plus to actually understand what they're being offered. And if they take less than that, then it's reasonable to count it as a bounce because they want to have absorbed what you're trying to share with them.
Exactly. And you can improve this also by using something we call micro conversions. For example, if you have e-commerce site, you will think about conversions as a transactions, right? Someone added something to your cart and make a transaction. But you can see a micro conversion as, for example, seeing three different products in your store or enlarging a single photo. And you will learn that micro conversion will show you that the traffic is better or worse, that in future it will gather you more conversion in total or less. So if you don't have data about conversion yet, or you just predicting the future, you can use the micro conversion as a sign of this with bounce rate.
So if an SEO works by themselves in a house, so they don't have a big team, is it reasonable to expect them to work with GA themselves and understand the full possibilities of GA for themselves? Or should they be trying to outsource that to a Google Analytics professional now?
It depends on the site. If you have a lot of data, yeah, you should outsource. But if you have a small service, you should outsource the implementation because it needs knowledge of, for example, Google Tag Manager and all the settings like consent for cookies and stuff like this. But I think that the SEOs, they have a technical knowledge to learn new Google Analytics. And if you want to learn it for free, you can use the best place of knowledge for Google Analytics for, that is Google documentation. And we have a platform called Skillshop. It's a platform for Google specialists to learn Google Ads, Google Analytics and stuff. And you can take the exams there, certify yourself, and it's all for free.
Something else you mentioned was the importance of merging your analytics data with data from Google Search Console. So how do you go about doing that?
You have to go into administration bar, and then you have to merge data from Google Search Console into Google Analytics by allowing it. For example, if your email, your user have permission to view data in Analytics and view and edit data in Google Search Console, you'll have this option already. Just click and you can use now Google Analytics to check the data from Google Search Console. There is one catch though. You cannot, never can like match keyword with exact conversions. There is no possibility to do it in SEO. You can only do it in Google Ads. So if you want to test keyword, use Google Ads for it. And for SEO, checking the results, you have to go on a not so deep level by checking results of traffic incoming to a certain landing page.
So does that mean that it's easier now for an SEO just to use GA4 as a platform to analyze their data? Or should they still be using a third-party tool or another tool like Looker Studio to bring other sources of data together?
Yeah, Looker Studio is a great idea to save time, because if you don't need to dig in the data, you can prepare your reports and you can save time not spending like hours on making reports, sending them to someone who is not good in Google Analytics. You can prepare a great reports that are interactive for end user and they will be very nice to read. And remember, if you're a good programmer in Looker Studio, you can merge all the sources of data. So you can possibly get some other reports from your internal agency or freelancer CRM. You can put your notes there, and these reports, as great as they come, like you can make them very, very good looking also with your logos and stuff. They're nice too. And if you don't like new analytics and you think it's too much of a puzzle for you, Looker Studio is your answer for ready reports.
Now, you mentioned Microsoft Clarity earlier on as well. You talked about how you can get screen recordings through there as well. But surely Microsoft Clarity is an additional tool rather than an alternative to GA4.
We are very used to data from Google Analytics, and clients are asking for data from third party. So we don't provide them only with our stuff. So Clarity is an add-on, but if you value your time and data and you are concerned about speed of your website, just don't think about it. Use two of them, because it won't affect the speed of website significantly. It won't waste your time because you're gathering data and you can choose from which source you collect it now, right? Use for your reports. And then you will have the two best tools that are for free, available for free for you. So there are differences between them, of course. But now we have this best opportunity because those two companies are fighting to provide us the best tool, fighting for end user. And we, end users, are gaining at it. So it's a good opportunity to test it. And you don't collect data in back, right? In back in time. So you have to start collecting it now. And when you will have free time to use it to dig into new tool, if Clarity is a new tool for you, you will have the data already collected for months, if it's months from now, right?
Superb. And we've mainly talked about GA4, but obviously since GA4 was implemented, it meant that analytics professionals and SEO professionals were analysing other tools out there to see if there was an alternative. Are you seeing any trend in terms of SEOs, analytics professionals moving away from GA4 to something else?
We still try to keep tabs on GA4, but of course there are some that use this as an opportunity to test other systems, for example, Adobe Analytics. But in terms of small pages, we see that they use also like only Google Analytics 4 and Microsoft Clarity. Maybe it's here in Poland, but in other countries, I don't really know. But those are two best options for you right now, if you ask me.
And as you mentioned as well, Microsoft Clarity gives you quite a bit in terms of UX, UX metrics as well. How are you finding at the moment UX impacting SEO? I mean, what kind of metrics specifically are you looking at? And how often, I guess, are you analyzing that? And how does that impact your SEO strategy?
One example you can check very easily are heat maps. And you can check how users scroll your website. So in Google Analytics 4, you'll get an event that says that users scrolled your page to the 90%. And that's it. That's all that is automated. You can change it if you have a knowledge in Google Tag Manager. But in Clarity, you have reports. They are very nice to read because they are colorful and very easy to present to your client or other team members. And you can check all the data. Analyzing this report, you can change the order of your, for example, texts, site elements, or for example, some buttons with call to action. You can move them up, because if we know that the user is not scrolling past 50% and more of the users are not doing this, we can rearrange it to keep the user longer at our website to show most important stuff that will address users' intent. And this is not something you do every week, but when you're starting work with some website, you can gather this data. Then you gather data after you change how the traffic comes to this site after 2 or 3 months, and you learn that you lost some users, you got some unnecessary bounce rate because it was not made perfectly, because you cannot know this before. We base it on intuition and of our experience, how the website looks. But after this time, we have data, so we can base our decision and how the website looks, base it on the data.
And finally, are you still using a tool like Google Tag Manager to install and manage your tracking scripts?
Yeah, sure. It's like best tool to manage all tags. If you're working on a website, it will use Metapixel. It will use Pixel to gather demographic data from LinkedIn, for example. We use it to implement other systems, for example, GDPR in EU consent mode. You have to implement it through the Google Tag Manager sometimes. So it's very important to use this tool and know this tool. But I don't recommend learning, like, your SEO. You don't have to know GTM, but know the possibilities of GTM. Because in GTM, you can hack some websites. And hack in a good way. I mean, we are working, for example, with car dealers. They own a website that is made by their central. They cannot change anything on this website in the code, in the CMS, but we can use GTM to change titles, to change description, to change even text on the website. And it affects Google Index. So we change it not only for end user, but for Googlebot. So it's a good idea to know the possibilities of GTM because there are many of them.
So yeah, I've actually heard Nick Wilson talk about that before, and Chris Green also talk about SEO on the edge, and how being able to amend things like titles and meta descriptions and other elements that you mentioned there on the fly or not through the CMS can be very useful for SEOs to do quick fixes or changes. But would you view it as a temporary fix, a band-aid, to be using Google Tag Manager for that? And is there a better way to be doing it, ideally?
Of course, the best way is to change it for permanently, but sometimes we work with clients that have so much of bureaucracy, it takes months to do any changes. So GDM comes there also as a help, because when we install GDM, we can do anything and install new codes, change how we implement Google Analytics without asking IT team on the side of the client for anything, because we have access to the containers. And yeah, that helps a lot, because when you're SEO, you want to deliver results. You don't want to wait for a client to change your titles in like 2 months. And it happens in real world, so GDM helps there. And great as a band-aid also, right?
If an SEO is struggling for time, what should they stop doing right now so they can spend more time doing what you suggest in 2024?
They should stop doing manual reports, except when they describe what they've done to a client. I mean, I saw SEO wasting time in copying data from analytics from Google Search Console into some nicely done PDF reports. It's a complete waste of time, because all of those tools are based on technology. You can use scripts, you can use API, you can use Google Docs to merge this data, but of course you can use Looker Studio to make those reports for you. So SEO should read reports, get some ideas from the data, from numbers, but they should not waste time on copying. And you'll see, yeah, writing a script or using API, it's a hard work and it takes time. But doing reports every month takes time and takes a part of your soul that is completely lost on you. You should stop doing this. You should automate it. And we have a lot of pre-made scripts that can be used, and data can be shared between, for example, Google Ads and SEO team. They should be shared. And Google Ads also can make those scripts and export data that is very useful for SEOs. So yeah, don't do it manually, automate it.
Christoph Marchec is CEO at Deva Group, and you can find him over at devagroup.pl. Christoph, thanks so much for being part of SEO in 2024.
Thank you very much.
I've been your host, David Bain. Get your copy of SEO in 2024, the book, over at SEOin2024.com.